it's the performance for the most part is very reserved. It's very subtle. And that's where it becomes more powerful. I think a lot of people may have problems with this film because if you're looking for a breakneck Marvel movie, you ain't getting it here. Nope. No, you're getting a film that takes its time. Some people call that a slow burn. And a lot of people aren't going to like that, ADD society and so forth. I found it, once again, don't really like to talk about this kind of stuff, but or without ruining, but I found it a little bit slow at points. You can have a character study that's a slow burn and still have every moment be impactful. I felt some subplots were kind of unnecessary but necessary, overindulged, whatever. It's Phoenix's movie. Now, people are saying he needs to win an Oscar. The material and everything, he won't get nominated because of the incel backlash. Because of the way it's been characterized. That's not happening. He'll probably get a Golden Globe or something like that. But it's an extraordinarily nuanced and reserved performance. The way things happen. And even though I say there are some points that are slow, it's not due to Phoenix. It's not due to Joaquin Phoenix's job. Everything he does is riveting. It really is. I hate to say it like that, and I don't want to sound like I'm not being critical here, but it's not wooden in any way, shape, or form. It's fleshed out. When we talk about one of the traits of a thriller, making your main character miserable, this is another point where this film could have gone off the rail. When the events happen, it's very easy for somebody who is not either committed to the role or somebody who is not good enough to kind of let the action take place and then count on the empathy of the audience to carry the scene, not him, if you know what I'm saying. The actor lets the setup and the actual action taking place and not really contributing much and counting on empathy of the audience to carry it. Not here. He never begs for the audience to feel bad for him, which is another thing. Sometimes there's the way it's played where you almost are trying to make, oh, I feel so bad for the guy. No, you're just watching. And he's not begging for empathy. It's just happening. Wants and fears are fleshed out. Not going to talk about that because that could be spoilery. Lessons I already talked about. Story is a classic death and rebirth. You're not, I mean, if you've watched any trailer, you realize that. He was one person at the beginning. He's a different person at the end. It's the classic death to rebirth storyline. There are certain beats you have to hit within that storyline. Not only does he hit every single beat, he crushes every single beat. Crushes it. He makes every single part matter. The second part of this film is the director, because there's nobody else. Robert De Niro stopped spouting off Orange Bad nonsense to be in a film that people actually want to see. I wasn't very impressed with his performance, but that's just me. Like I said, I don't want to talk too much about it. I didn't put a spoilery part. I might put a spoilery review Sunday night, give enough time for people who want to see it, and I'll talk about De Niro and a lot of other things that I took notes in during the film. The second person to take note is Todd Phillips, the director, the guy responsible for the Hangover movies. Yeah, you wouldn't think that the guy that's responsible for the Hangover movies would actually be decent at directing. A lot of them aren't. Well, if you didn't think you could do a good job, you wouldn't be alone. A lot of people didn't think so. But Todd Phillips has come out recently and said he doesn't want to do comedy because woke culture killed it. Another reason why this film's not getting a lot of press. The confidence that Todd Phillips displays in letting scenes breathe. What do I mean? He could have easily gone the jarring, quick cut route to kind of give you this impression of uneasiness and Dutch angles and weird setups. No. There are very visually interesting shots, but there are longer takes than people are used to. And so there's a confidence, because Philip co-wrote the script, there's a confidence in the shots and just letting Phoenix work through it. And that's something that you have to have a lot of trust between director and actor to get that. Instead of saying, okay, say the line, cut, and we'll do some quick cuts, and we'll keep the audience off their feet. We won't let them breathe it in, and that, you know, that makes you uneasy. Not here. There is no quick cuts in this film. The awkwardness is allowed to fester.